In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May the name of the Lord be praised, now and forevermore. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. Today we are reflecting on the readings for the second Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. First reading will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 3 to 10 and verse 19. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 40. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians chapter 6, verses 13 to 15, 17 to 20. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 35 to 42. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is called to wait and stay with the Lord. The psalmist of today's Psalm 40 notes that the Lord is not asking for sacrifice and offerings, but an open ear. He is not asking for holocaust and victims. Instead, he wants us to submit ourselves to his holy will. Thus, we are reminded that the Lord has established in Christ Jesus a divine relationship with us, and we are invited to come and taste the Lord's love, mercy, and goodness. That encounter, my brother, my sister, would require us to give back to the Lord what he has given to us, our body and soul, to stay with him, to spend quality time with him, and to learn how to discern and listen to his voice, especially when we read the scriptures or the church's teachings. We are also expected during that encounter with the Lord to share our thoughts, worries, fears, and failures with him. The psalmist reminds us today that the Lord will stoop down to hear our cry and grant us reasons to praise and bless his holy name. In other words, having been bought and paid for by our Lord Jesus, we belong to the Lord. Hence, we must learn to trust him in times of worry and confusion. St. John reminds us in today's gospel that our Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God who is ever ready to forgive us, wash away our guilt, and prepare us for life's challenges. The prophet Isaiah chapter 53 reminds us that the suffering servant, the Lamb of God, bore the punishment that made us children of God. Hence, we were healed by the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, the Lord alone is our God, and we are his people, the sheep of his flock. Hence, we cannot be anywhere else but where the Lord is. If we cannot see the Lord or sense his presence, we must re-examine ourselves and identify those images and activities preventing our encounter with the Lord and consciously rejecting them. In other words, like Samuel in today's first reading, we must be patient in discerning what the Lord is doing with us, what the Lord is doing in our lives and saying to us. Samuel became a prophet and a man who spoke God's word with power and authority. However, we must not forget that it took him a lifetime of listening to the Lord, discerning his voice, and seeking guidance from the wise. Since we have heard the Lord's voice, have been welcomed without condemnation, and have decided to stay with him, we must be willing to surrender ourselves for reformation and transformation, which would evolve after years of fellowship with the Lord. And so, my brother, my sister, let us wait for the Lord and stay with Him. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.